It's here and now. Finish the sentence. It's hotter than a... Now, be civil. Jeremy, it is unhealthy heat in Rhode Island. All mass transit was free yesterday. They're trying to keep down pollution from idling cars. But today it's going to be even hotter, heading for triple digits on the East Coast.
Which is probably a cool spring day for people in Death Valley, where it can get up to 120 degrees. In New York City, Michelle No told the Associated Press she is struggling to get by without air conditioning.
It's ridiculous. I've just never felt anything like it before. We don't even have aircon, so I have to take a shower right before I go to bed, or else I won't fall asleep till like 3 a.m.
Well, Wayne Pasanchin, plumbing and heating in northeast Pennsylvania, says his call volume has tripled, has quadrupled, in fact, including one he got at 4 o'clock in the morning.
The other night, I received a call, woke me out of bed, and they just could not sleep, and they needed their air conditioner fixed.
And Wayne had to wait until the next day, Robin, to fix it. But he says his focus now is just staying cool with his workers.
Every day, the guys load up on drinks. Me, personally, I don't eat any bready foods or anything spicy. For me, it's just fruit. Spend the night, cut up a bunch of fruit, watermelon, and I'll just eat that all day long. So I won't even stop for lunch.
See, I don't know. I think spicy food might actually help when it's hot.
They say, but I don't know.
Well, in Washington, D.C., people are heading to public fountains to dip their toes in, which is not allowed, according to Carol Johnson of the National Park Service.
The main reason we don't let people in the fountains is because it's a matter of respect. We have a lot of World War II veterans who are very distressed when they come there and they see people in the fountains.
But you can see the temptation on a day like this. So everyone stay cool, but stay out of those fountains at national monuments.